Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you like. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We also have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And again, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you get to vote on the stories on the website. You get to submit the items in the first place. So everything you see there as you scroll down the page was submitted by listeners like you. And the clear top story right now on the site, the top story doesn't necessarily show right at the top. You have to look at the numbers of votes on them. The clear top vote-getting story that is also near the top of the website is about Glenn Greenwald's partner being detained at Heathrow Airport for 9 hours.
Does it come as a surprise to anybody else that Glenn Greenwald's gay? I mean, I completely had no idea. I don't think it matters in the least, but I'm like, you know, I just had no clue.
I was affected by that news as much as I was that Raven Simone was gay.
I'm not sure who that is.
She was the little actress girl in the Cosby Show. She was like 5 years old then.
Yeah.
She's been in Disney recently. Apparently, recently it came out that she was gay, and people have been sending her death threats.
Well, I'm
like,
terribly sorry.
My childhood is ruined now.
Well, I'm terribly sorry that occurred for her. I think that's horrifying that somebody would do such a thing. But I just don't care if she's gay.
Yeah.
I guess Glenn Greenwald's kind of a hero of mine, and I guess I'm just kind of surprised that that's... So why didn't somebody tell me this? I just didn't know, I guess.
How does it affect you?
It doesn't affect me
That's why nobody told you before.
I think people are interested. Currently, being gay is unusual enough that people are interested in it. Just read the tabloids at the supermarket in order to know that this is true.
Yeah.
Mark's still struggling with coming to grips with his sexuality.
What are you talking about? I'm just interested.
So, Glenn Greenwald, too bad. He's got a partner, Mark. You won't be able to.
I think what Mark is saying is he's curious.
that's Ian's joke for the month. It's awesome.
TheGuardian.com, which is where Glenn Greenwald works. And, of course, for those who don't know Glenn Greenwald, has been really great over the years at kind of critiquing the U.S. federal government and its foreign policy, and recently made big news when he was the guy who broke the Ed Snowden story, which of course revealed for a lot of people what some have known for a long time, and that is the NSA is likely spying on maybe you or your neighbors.
Yes.
Or they certainly could do that should they want to, and they've had all kinds of carte blanche in order to do that, whether legally or illegally.
It depends on what you call spying. Do you mean collecting the emails and perhaps other forms of communication that you and maybe your neighbors, and certainly some of your neighbors, have sent? Yes, they're doing that. Reading them, that's a different story. They probably have never had time to read your, your emails to perhaps your mistress or whoever you're cheating on your spouse with, or the garbage that you send to your kids, or the pictures sent to grandma, or the recipes, or whatever it is you're sending in your email. They just don't have time for that. But they've got it.
And I also find it interesting that they being the NSA, have violated their own privacy rules 2,776 times in the 12 months preceding May 2012.
Really? You believe the numbers anywhere near that low?
You know, I don't know, but there was a very good quote from the ACLU's deputy legal director where, and I have the quote actually right here in front of me. He says, "The rules around government surveillance are so permissive that it is difficult to comprehend how the intelligence community could possibly have managed to violate them so often."
Hmm. Yeah. There
sounds
you go.
About right. So Glenn Greenwald is a hero because Edward Snowden obviously is a hero as well. But Glenn Greenwald is a very, very important part of what has been happening with Ed Snowden. I mean,
right. Ed Snowden's just some guy that fled the country. If it wasn't for Glenn Greenwald and his fearless reporting.
That's what I'm saying.
By saying that his, and by, you know, suggesting that this isn't that he's not being brave because, well, nothing's going to happen to him. We've got freedom of the press.
Yeah,
this
right.
points out it's not so.
No, I mean, anybody who's paid attention to the freedom of the press issue knows that that's just nonsense. I mean, to claim we have freedom of the press is, you know, the same as tantamount to claiming that we have freedom of speech and free all these other supposed freedoms, when all you have to really do is point to various different news stories, give you examples of how none of that's true. And so Glenn Greenwald is taking a significant personal risk by being the journalist with his name attached to the Ed Snowden releases. And by the way, there's more to come. From what we understand about Glenn Greenwald, he has said that the worst is yet to come. And let's get into the story. This is one of the things that can happen if you, as a journalist, target the state with your reporting. It's one thing to target a corporation and, you know, expose an evil corporation for doing something bad to people. That's one thing. There's not much the corporation can do to you because of that. But the state is a special kind of corporation. They're the ones with a monopoly on violence and the legitimacy in people's minds to use that violence. And so don't be surprised if, as a media personality speaking out for freedom, or at least in this case for accountability, that you're targeted. Or they'll target your loved ones, as they did here. According to The Guardian, the partner of Guardian journalists who has written a series of stories regarding revealing mass surveillance programs by the U.S. National Security Agency, was held for almost 9 hours on Sunday by U.K. authorities as he passed through London's Heathrow Airport on his way home to Rio de Janeiro. David Miranda, who lives with Glenn Greenwald, was returning from a trip to Berlin when he was stopped by officers at 8:05 in the morning and informed that he was to be questioned under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act of the year 1932. I mean, 2000. Or whatever. Because these people will do whatever they want, whenever they want. They always have some kind of piece of paper that justifies their actions and that, you know, supposedly makes them legal to do this.
Well, the Alien Sedition Act was, you know, this unconstitutional thing that was passed during John Adams, the second president's tenure. And it doesn't stop. There was one during World War One that doesn't come to mind off the top of my head.
The Espionage Act.
Espionage Act, right? And then, you know, World War Two had its fair share of just locking people up for their race. So, yeah, you know, they can just write some stuff down. They know that they've got a few years before anybody will do anything about it. By the way, the UK has slipped down the press freedom charts from 28 to 29.
Okay. U.S. is what, 47?
Well, the U.S. has clawed its way up to number 32, right below Suriname and Ghana.
So, yeah, they just had a few questions for him. About 9 hours worth of them, apparently. The controversial law, which applies only at airports, ports, and border areas in the UK, allows officers to stop, search, question, and detain individuals. He's 28 years old and was held for 9 hours, the maximum that the law allows before officers must release or formally arrest the individual. According to official figures, most examinations under Schedule 7, over 95% of them, last less than an hour. And only one in 2,000 people detained are kept for more than 6 hours. So they kept him the maximum. Miranda was released, but officials confiscated electronics equipment, including his mobile phone, laptop, camera, memory sticks, DVDs, and games consoles. Dude, this guy was traveling with a veritable smorgasbord of electronics.
Yeah, I don't know why people carry consoles, but I've heard lots of people do.
So this sounds a lot like what happened in Keene with our friend Garrett Ian, who's one of the Robin Hooders.
Yes.
He was also targeted for confiscation of electronic devices. This happened about a month and
a
half ago.
Not just electronic devices. Any form of communication. If he would have had a written note in his back pocket,
they would have confiscated that too.
If he would have had a grocery list, they would have confiscated.
Mm. So he was stopped on the streets of Keene by a man driving a Dodge Charger and wearing a button-up T-shirt and a tie.
Cooper DeRusso.
Right. And so, see, it looks less like stealing and thuggery when you dress your gangster up in a button-up shirt and tie and give him a nice car.
An undercover police car with the little red and blue lights.
But they just stole Garrett's video camera from him, and had he had a cell phone on him, they would have stolen that, and they would have had that for the last 6 weeks. Because it's been a while. He finally got his camera back. There's more coming up here in moments about Glenn Greenwald's partner. It's Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a-
Successful Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 13th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to control the content, as I was mentioning before. And by the way, it's thanks to Benjamin Bartholomew for submitting this Glenn Greenwald story, which we'll be continuing in a moment, as they've targeted his partner, not his business partner, his love partner.
I hate this term, by the way, for maybe there's you know,
significant other. Right?
I like that. I really think that's an awesome
term.
It's
more descriptive.
It's a lot of syllables. Partner is two syllables. Significant other is a lot of syllables.
We're still only talking about two words versus one. Anyway, we'll get back into that story.
I'm not talking about writing it, man. I'm talking
about
speaking
Project. It. Go there. FreeStateProject.org. It's been getting a lot of press recently. It's the reason why the three of us moved to New Hampshire. It's the reason why there were three people in town today in Keene visiting from North Carolina, one of them, and another couple from Oklahoma. They had come up here, just total coincidence, just one couple, one guy happened to be visiting in Keene. And so, Daryl, you and I and some other folks went out to have some dinner with those folks and kind of welcomed them to the Keene area. Of course, Keene's not the only destination in New Hampshire. There's Manchester and Concord, the seacoast, Lakes region, the North Country. It's there's a lot of choices here. And the reason why you want to be here in New Hampshire rather than anywhere else, if you love liberty, is because other people who actually understand what freedom is are living here too. And more are moving every single month. So go to freestateproject.org if you understand that freedom is your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else and you're willing to stand up for freedom and do something, actually be active to achieve some liberty in our lifetime, you really should go to freestateproject.org, check it out, get signed up, and then get here sooner rather than later. You can wait. I mean, one couple, they've got a lot of strings to tie up where they're from, so they're probably going to take a few years to get here. But the other guy's moving within a year. So a lot of people coming soon, and the more people we can get here active, the better off we'll all be for freedom in our futures. So go to freestateproject.org. Glenn Greenwald's boyfriend or partner or significant other, David Miranda, was stopped for 9 hours on Sunday at Heathrow Airport as he was traveling. They stopped him under the Terrorism Act of 2000, which apparently only applies at airports, and most people who are stopped under this Terrorism Act that allows them to search, question, and detain anybody they darn well please, most of them are detained for an hour or less, something like 97% of them.
Wow.
So the other 3% are detained for longer than that, and about 1 out of 2,000 people are kept for more than 6 hours. So they kept him for 9 hours, which was the longest amount of time they could keep him under this particular law. Miranda was released, but only after they confiscated all of his electronics equipment. Since June 5th, Greenwald has written a series of stories revealing the NSA's electronic surveillance programs, and I've got another one here tonight, detailed in thousands of files passed to him by whistleblower Edward Snowden. The Guardian has also published a number of stories about blanket electronic surveillance by Britain's GCHQ, also based on documents from Snowden. So I didn't even know that was going on. Apparently, he has already revealed things about Britain's intelligence group. I don't know what GCHQ stands for, but I imagine they're very similar. Let's see, the Government Communications Headquarters, the UK equivalent of the NSA. So there's been some revelations about them that we didn't even hear about. While in Berlin, Miranda, that's Greenwald's partner, had visited Laura Poitras, the U.S. filmmaker who has also been working on the Snowden files with Greenwald and The Guardian, and The Guardian paid for Miranda's flights. Greenwald said, "This is a profound attack on press freedoms and the news gathering process. To detain my partner for a full 9 hours while denying him a lawyer and then to seize large amounts of his possessions is clearly intended to send a message of intimidation to those of us who've been reporting on the NSA and GCHQ.
It seems pretty clear.
Yep, the actions of the UK pose a serious threat to journalists everywhere." He says, "But the last thing it will do is intimidate and deter us in any way from doing our job as journalists. Quite the contrary. It will only embolden us more to continue to report aggressively."
I've heard that he has more information about more information on Great Britain that he intends to release now that he might not have otherwise released. So,
well, right now, there's definitely more information. There has to be, because there's no way that Edward Snowden gave up everything for, what, 3, maybe 4 newspaper articles being written about what was released. There has to be a lot more information.
Well, we know, according to Celestrion, who submitted this story on Free Talk Live's front page, that WikiLeaks has posted 400 gigabytes of encrypted insurance data online.
Right.
Maybe we can talk more about that. So you want to talk about more information, That's 400 gigabytes. I don't know if it's all revealing shocking info, but there's a reason why WikiLeaks is posting that information online to the public. It's currently encrypted, but they could unencrypt it at any time.
Here, spoken in Portuguese to reporters, Greenwald says, I have many more documents to report on, including ones about the UK, where I'll now focus more. I will be more aggressive, not less, in reporting.
This is good for him.
Yeah. This is at two reporters at Rio de Janeiro's International Airport.
It's just true heroism. I mean, he's really putting himself on the line here for the future of freedom of ideas and transparency towards the state.
Thank God there are people that are willing to stand up and do
at least
this.
A handful of them.
And, I mean, it's these – I get how some people say the, you know, the U.S. and the U.K., well, they're better countries than those other countries over there. But most of this information that's getting released, that information isn't useful really to those countries or those bad people. It just shows what people in power do and wherever those people are. The fact is that some of the documents Bradley Manning released showed that that the State Department and Hillary Clinton broke the law. You don't see the government actually going after its own people.
Of course not. Why would they? They protect themselves.
That's right. It's good to be in
the
gang.
They give themselves all kinds of immunities.
Well, Hillary Clinton's not exactly loved by the you know, the part of the duopoly there, the Republicans. So I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to go after, but usually it's not after things like this. They want to catch people, you know, touching folks in the wrong spots or, I don't know, a variety of
tweeting pictures of themselves.
It seems to be all about sex and money is what they want to get them for. It's not abusing your power.
Spokesperson for The Guardian said, we were dismayed the partner of a Guardian journalist who's been writing about the security services was detained for nearly 9 hours while passing through Heathrow Airport. We are urgently seeking clarification from the British authorities. Spokesbureaucrat for Scotland Yard reported that the man was not arrested and released at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Scotland Yard refused to be drawn on why Miranda was stopped using powers that enable police officers to stop and question travelers at UK ports and airports. There was no comment as well from the Home Office in relation to the detention. I believe the Home Office is essentially their DHS, their Department of Homeland Security, in relation to the detention. However, there was surprise in political circles and elsewhere. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. WikiLeaks releasing 400 gigabytes of encrypted insurance. What is in there? Well, your speculation is as good as ours. Also, interesting news about privacy online and email coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download, and they are yours, all free, at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy that. The archives go back to 2006. Just click and download. There's no jumping through hoops. There's no logging in required. Just all free for you. FreeTalkLive.com.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. The principal of SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. And Jason Osborne hosts a podcast like we do, along with Brett Vinoy. And the podcast is called School Sucks Project. And on it, they talk about real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They talk about learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, parenting techniques, personal growth, better communication strategies. School Sucks Project is about all about education and how one gets it in one's life as opposed to, say, buildings where people are taught things.
Let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts. Ryan, listening in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about Greenwald and the revelations as far as, I haven't found anything that really surprised me so far.
You mean about the NSA and spying?
Yeah, and it kind of, kind of worries me a little bit because it's, out in the open, and now it's, becoming normalized, and it seems like it's, Obama's going to pretend to do something about it, and everybody's...
He has pretended already. Yeah, he said that there are going to be changes at the NSA, but we were going to make those changes anyway. Edward Snowden's revelation doesn't matter, and no, I don't think he's a patriot.
Yeah, because it's kind of 50-50 now with the American people as far as people tolerating it, so...
Yeah.
But I just think, so far I'm I kind of already knew all this stuff, since 2006 when they caught AT&T.
People who've been paying attention to these issues probably already knew this. It shouldn't have been a surprise to those folks. But to the average person who maybe just the nightly news watching kind of folks, maybe they wouldn't have known about this. It certainly seems like a revelation to a lot of people.
But I think it actually helped a lot of the people that thought that it was happening Because a lot of times you'll tell your friend, hey, you know, there's this thing. Well, where's your proof?
You're paranoid.
I don't know. I just know what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, you're crazy. You're paranoid. Well, now, okay, here's documentation showing that they're doing all of these things.
Yeah, there was a doubt before. There's no doubt now.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, like, it's really good that Glenn Greenwald, I was really happy because I followed him on Salon for a bunch of years, and I knew he's like a pit bull, and he will not back down from anybody. So I was really happy he's the one to reveal all this, because he won't take anything from the media or anybody. He's you know, he's a former civil liberties attorney, and he knows how to argue. So,
yeah, he's really great. Even, I mean, you wouldn't expect, I would not have expected a newspaper reporter to be so good on camera, but he's fast on his feet. There's a few different videos of him out there, and he can handle people coming after him. He's really quite good at it. And I would say the value in this is twofold. A, when Bradley Manning released his stuff, far fewer people supported Manning than support Snowden. So you see a normalization of whistleblowing at the same time. And B, it brings the conversation forward, because although this was happening in the past, no one was talking about it. Now, at the very least, they're talking about it. And it's going to be very difficult for the average American currently to say, and this is what I think, you know, the greater picture is that, look, we can look back at CIA files and NSA files and things that have been now declassified 50, 75 years later, whatever it can be, and we can see that the government was lying to its citizens then.
But they wouldn't do that now, Mark.
Right. And you've got to be a bald-faced fool to believe now that the government has gotten wealthier, more powerful, more technologically savvy, but that now the government's telling you the truth. We can see the NSA's spying on you, and we can see what the government says about that, that, oh, we're not using it, and you believe them. What kind of fool are you? Is, I guess, the question for the sort of the average person that might believe that it's not being used for ill.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're aware of James Bamford. He's written a lot of books on the NSA.
Okay.
His argument is probably one of the best I've heard. He said, if you're looking for a needle in a haystack, why do you keep adding more hay? And that's pretty much what they're doing when they add all this more, you know, data on everybody. How are you supposed to find, you know, a small percentage of people that want to do harm to people? Because those people are out there, but...
Well,
like, keep adding more hay, how are you going to find him? So.
Yes and no, though. I think they're just collecting information. I don't think they're filtering through that information. It's like, yes, if you can give me some more free hay, put it over there, and I'll get to it when I get to it. But don't put it in the pile where I'm looking for my needle. So I think that, yeah, they're going to collect hay. Who doesn't want free hay? When has the government ever turned down
free hay?
You get free hay, you let me know, and I'll take it off your hands. So the government all governments have always collected data. They love data because it just requires them to employ more middle-class bureaucrats to collect it.
But I really wonder if anybody can point out, like, a government that has spied on their people like this and ever used it for a benevolent reason. I don't think there has been in the history.
I don't think there's been a government that has used it for necessarily a benevolent reason either, but you can't point out a government that's spied at this level simply because it's never been
it's
possible
never happened before.
To spy at this level.
This is why we need President Vermin Supreme. He could use all of this data to give people their free ponies.
That's right.
And make sure they brush their teeth.
Yes.
Thank you, Ryan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855.
It's the law.
450. Well, it would be if Vermin Supreme were elected president.
Now, what evidence do you have it's not the law? At this point,
that's
I think...
illegal to brush your teeth?
With more teeth. Laws than Americans can read in four or five lifetimes, I think we just have to conclude that
it probably
it's the
is
law.
In there. Yeah, that's a good point. So, of course, Vermin Supreme will be running for president again in 2016, and he has my early support, I have to say. You know,
is he going to run with your guys' party, whatever that is?
The Democrats, I think he's going to run for the Democrats.
He only ever runs in primaries. I
asked
him.
Republican primary, though, previously.
Yes, I asked him at the Liberty Forum this year if he had any intentions of actually attempting to get on a general election ballot. And I told him, I said, for the same $1,000 that you give the New Hampshire Secretary of State to get on the primary ballot, You could be on the general election ballot in Colorado and Louisiana. And he said, deal. I'll think about it.
Okay.
I also challenged him to a series of debates.
Like the Jefferson, the Lincoln-Davis debates? What is it? I can't remember.
Lincoln-Douglas.
That's Lincoln-Douglas debates.
You're running for president in 2016, yes. Right.
That would be really good. The problem that Vermin Supreme has is that it costs him $1,000 to run, and this guy isn't flush with cash by any stretch of the imagination.
He doesn't look that way, at least. I don't know. He might be hiding it out somewhere.
The conversations I've had with him about his campaign finances are that, you know, he tries to put this together for sort of street theater.
Oh, yeah.
And that he just doesn't have... I think he'd do more if he had more. If you find what Vermin Supreme does amusing and you want to see more Vermin Supreme amusement, you should support him in that way because he would, you know, he likes doing that stuff. He just can't afford to.
Yeah, if you've got $100,000, he's looking, his producer is looking to get his movie out finally, which he put on kind of the back burner for a while. Vermin Supreme changes into a different character. Is it Ken Stevenson?
Ken Stevens.
That sounds right.
And the movie is...
Vote Jesus,
and it is not technically available yet. If you've got $100,000 and you're looking to buy yourself a movie, that producer is willing to sell it. Unfortunately, the producer sunk like $200,000 into the film, so he says, and that's why he's looking
trying to recoup something.
Trying to recoup some of that. So the movie's been basically in the can. It's produced. It's ready to roll. It's been there for a few years now. It's a shame about spending that much money and, of course, intellectual property laws. I mean, the guy wants to make his money back. You can't blame him for that. But in the meantime, the movie's just sitting there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you would like. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves. Page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs. Page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins, and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? is. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you may shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to different online businesses such as Amazon. You follow those links and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So whatever you need to buy at Amazon, you can go through Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you at shop.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. So please do your shopping that way. It's the same great deals you're used to getting. It's the same great Amazon experience. You're just entering through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. The targeting of Glenn Greenwald's partner is making headlines, as it should. And Glenn Greenwald is standing up to them, as the folks at WikiLeaks are standing up constantly to the state. In this case, the RT.com actually has a story where WikiLeaks has released a trove of encrypted insurance data on Twitter and Facebook. The data can't be read
now,
without...
What does that mean? Does that mean it's a bunch of insurance companies' data?
No, no. Insurance for them, I believe. Like insurance, like if we get in trouble kind of insurance,
yes.
You can open this information up.
Gotcha.
The data can't be read without an encryption key, but the movement supporters say that could be published later in case anything happens to leading WikiLeaks figures. The whistleblowing organization published links for massive 400 gigabytes worth of encrypted data it describes as insurance documents on its Twitter and Facebook accounts. It's possible to download the files, but advanced encoding prevents them from being opened at this time. The group described encryption as a necessary measure in light of previous attempts to block its leaking of classified information. The practice of encoding data and then later releasing the key is not uncommon for WikiLeaks, because I remember they've done something like this before, but the file size was much smaller previously. This is pretty big.
Yeah, like, sounds big.
400 gigabytes?
Yeah, not very many people have the free space on their computers at this point to download 400 gigabytes worth of data. But you can better believe that enough people do, that there are enough people out there who have the space, who are running a server rack or whatever. They, you know, they've got the room, an extra hard drive, or 500 gigabyte or terabyte hard drive is probably only $50 these days. So you could easily buy a terabyte drive and still have half the drive left if you filled up half of it with this. But you can better believe the people who care about data, you know, freedom and information and transparency, there are people downloading this. It is probably propagated many, many times at this point. So there's no way for them to stop this information, which is the tactic. I mean, they
You can target the WikiLeaks people, but as long as enough WikiLeaks people have the encryption key code or the keys, they can release those keys if somebody gets into some hot water, and then whatever is inside these files will be revealed.
Right. I guess the suggestion is, I mean, and this is insurance, and you only use insurance in a catastrophic situation, mm-hmm. but if people started disappearing off to jail cells, then enough of them have the keys that one of them can just release it. They don't have to get to the right computer that has the right information or anything like that. The information's already out. I got the key in my head. It's released.
They are files that will not have the passwords released unless something happens to specific individuals associated with WikiLeaks, like the insurance file for Assange, which is more from the cables and information that Manning leaked out, according to a Facebook user writing on WikiLeaks profile page. They go on to talk about Edward Snowden and how it was that WikiLeaks aided him on his negotiations for temporary asylum in Russia. They indicated that the data disclosed so far is only the tip of the iceberg and that more revelations will follow. And that's also what Glenn Greenwald has been saying, that this is just the beginning, that the worst is yet to come, the worst of the revelations is yet to come. There could be problems ahead for Snowden, however, if more leaks are released, as the Russian government says that as part of the temporary asylum agreement, Snowden should refrain from releasing data that damages the U.S. However, Snowden's done releasing data. Greenwald and WikiLeaks, they already have all the data. So Snowden has done his job. He has made the release. He wouldn't be violating Russia's agreement if WikiLeaks releases the data or if Glenn Greenwald releases the data, because Snowden doesn't have it anymore. It has been birthed to the world thanks to Snowden. It's just that we haven't seen it all yet because it's being held back appropriately, I think, by Greenwald.
They would
Greenwald.
Still probably try holding Snowden responsible, because you know that they like to do things like that.
They could.
Of say, well, you're responsible for the actions of other people because you said such and so, and they did it.
Still, but if
I gave this to them 3 months ago. It doesn't matter. You said it wouldn't be released, and it was released.
No, he said he wouldn't release it. He wouldn't release any more. Like, the agreement is that he won't release anything further after being granted asylum. And he can abide by that agreement. You're right, Daryl. They can do what they want to, and they will do what they want. But ultimately, if that's what their agreement says, and every time I've ever read anything about it, it's always been that Snowden has agreed to not release any more information. He's already done it all. He can't release any more.
Right.
So, of course, he would agree to that. So
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to hold him responsible what somebody else did because he gave them the file. Well, I already gave this guy the file.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, but ultimately, there's nothing he can do now. I mean, they're going to release that information, and he must understand that.
Right, and I've also, I could totally see Snowden being a pawn in some kind of game between Putin and Obama. Like, Obama says, all right, look, it looks like you guys need some foreign aid. How about $5 billion? And we have a intelligence leak problem. Can you help us plug our intelligence leak problem? A quid pro quo without actually saying so, and then... And then Putin says, well, we said that we couldn't give, that we wouldn't give him asylum if he leaked any information. More information's been leaked, so he has to go. When in fact, it's really about the $5 billion in aid. That's what I see, and I hope the best for Edward Snowden, but he's on shaky ground.
Well, he already knows that, right?
Yeah, right. He knows that.
He knows what the risks are.
He knew that 2.5 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, God bless him and Glenn Greenwald, and they're doing really great work. And we will continue to keep our eyes on these things. In fact, there was NSA news, by the way, that has been released. This one came out 3 days ago, and the story is actually over at Slate. In recent months, the Justice Department has been trying to keep secret a court opinion that outlaws the NSA's that outlines the NSA's unlawful surveillance of Americans. But now, newly leaked documents have provided the first public details of the classified ruling. On Thursday, the Washington Post published a new scoop sourced by from the trove of secret files turned over by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The Post report outlines how the spy agency has breached privacy rules thousands of times per year since 2008. In one case, snooping on calls made in Washington after the U.S. area code 202 was mistakenly used instead of 20, Egypt's international dialing code. Notably, the Post also published an NSA summary of a highly significant classified court opinion handed down by the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The summary outlines how NSA snooping on data collected as part of its upstream surveillance programs was deemed to be deficient on statutory and constitutional grounds, providing what is the first direct evidence of unlawful NSA spying on Americans in the trove of secrets spilled by Snowden. So this is the NSA's own summary of a court opinion by the FISA court saying that, we've deemed this to be statutorily deficient. It's also unconstitutional. So the court itself deemed the NSA's actions in those ways. But, of course, where's the penalty? Where's the accountability?
Sure. I mean,
there is none.
That's what it really comes down to is, no law. There's no such thing as anything illegal if there's not a penalty attached to it.
Right. I mean, this is essentially the tantamount to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court telling the NSA, naughty boys, naughty, naughty.
Don't do it anymore.
Right. That's as far as it goes.
We'd like you to do it less, but don't do it anymore.
Don't get caught doing it anymore. How about that?
No, you can still do it 2,776 times a year. Just don't do it 2,777.
What is upstream collection? It involves lifting data directly from the fiber optic cables that make up the backbone of the Internet. The confirmation that the unlawful surveillance was linked to this kind of monitoring is a particularly interesting detail, raising questions about possibly misleading statements. No. Made by Barack Obama's administration officials. Back in June, The Guardian revealed the NSA collected email records of Americans in bulk, presumably mining the data off networks as part of the upstream program. The operation was shut down, allegedly, by the Obama administration in 2011, the same year the court opinion ruled the upstream collection to be unconstitutional. Sean Turner, their administration's director of communications, claimed to The Guardian that the program was stopped for operational and resource reasons. But that may not have been the full truth. Come back with more NSA revelations. And as they say, these are all the tip of the iceberg. So what does that mean? It's Free Talk Live.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.